Welcome to the Upgrade You podcast. I'm your professor, Cindy McGee, a child of God, wife, mom, and CPA, in that order, here to share lessons learned on my journey from side hustle pro to seven-figure CEO. I'm on a mission to help more women entrepreneurs propel their business into a millionaire success story. If you're chasing millionaire dreams, let's go. So hopefully you listened to last week's podcast and you understand that it's really important to bring in the right collaborators, those who are strong in areas that you may not be the strongest. And I realized in building my empire and hopefully in helping you to build yours, that the foundation really begins with your mindset, making sure that you think about things the right way. I've really learned that how you think about a thing impacts how you respond to things. And so mindset must be the foundation to creating your millionaire success story. In my journey, I recently came in contact with someone who has really helped me in growing my mindset. And I'm excited to welcome her to the podcast today. It is none other than Bree Yancey. The incomparable Bree Yancey. She is so evolved, always dropping nuggets. I get the privilege to work with her on a daily basis as she is a faculty member at Upgrade You. And so many things I feel like she's taught me just in how she lives her life and the things that she shares from getting the privilege to just be around her. So I am excited to be able to welcome her to the Upgrade You podcast. One of the things she has taught me about recently in helping to cultivate a positive mindset is the Enneagram. So Bree, I want to let you just introduce yourself and then tell us kind of what is the Enneagram.
Well, hello. Hello. Thank you so much for having me. This really is such an amazing experience. I'm very nervous, but I'm excited. Well, first, hello, everyone. My name is Bree Yancey. I am California born, raised in Texas, just living it up in Oklahoma. For how much longer? I don't know. Who knows? But we're here. And I've been knowing Cindy for the past 6 months or so, and it's been a great journey. So I'm going to answer your question about what is the Enneagram. It is a personality test that has been a huge benefit for me in my own life. I discovered it in 2017 when I was going through my first ever battle with depression and emotional and mental instability. And my roommate, she actually, she showed it to me. She said, you know, I've noticed you've been struggling. I think this would be great for you. And at the time, the book that was popular was The Road Back to You. And that was the Enneagram with a Christian perspective, I believe. And I was reading through the book, and it was just each chapter is just about all the nine personality types that the Enneagram encompasses. And I found the type that I felt resonated with the most. And I never felt more seen and more understood in my entire life. And I was just weeping. I was crying because it all makes so much sense now. Oh my gosh. And then from there, I just was growing into it. But the Enneagram is just a personality test that encompasses nine types. After you take a test or you read the descriptions of each one, it's a basic summary of these nine types, and each type has their own name and their own weaknesses, core strengths, core values. And after you read through all the descriptions, what you're supposed to do is figure out which one resonates with you the most. And that's usually the one that makes you feel embarrassed because it really shows like the great qualities of that type, and then also the weaknesses. And it's very important to be acknowledgement of both of them. Like, oh, you're a great human, yes. But there's also room for growth. But that, in a nutshell, is just, it's a great personality tool that's been used in work and therapy and coaching, just to give people insight on how they are and where they can be. So yeah.
I think it's such a great tool because I feel like it really helps to develop your self-awareness. I say all the time, you can't correct what you don't acknowledge. And so oftentimes in leadership and in trying to build your business, you have things that you're really, really good at, and you typically have a decent awareness of those, but probably lack some self-awareness of those areas where you struggle. And I feel like the Enneagram does such a good job of helping you to become more aware of those things, because self-awareness is such a big part of establishing the right mindset for your business. So tell us more, Bree. Tell us kind of why the Enneagram is helpful. I know self-awareness is part of it, but give us a little more about why it's such a helpful tool to use.
Yes. So within the Enneagram, it's not just, you're not just getting one of the nine types. So there's also a number that you go towards when you're in growth and when you're in stress. And for me, when you look up the Enneagram there, you'll find a diagram, and that'll make this a clear picture for those who are listening. But for me, I'm a type four. And when I'm in growth, I go to type one. And when I'm in stress, I go to type two. And so for me, having that understanding that this tool shows you who you are when you are in your best, like when you're best and brightest, you're healthy, you're productive, you're engaging. And it also shows you when you're not your best, when you may be self-isolating. Your negative self-talk could be at an all-time high. And for me, being a type four, when I'm in health, I go to type one, and that's when I get more practical, put together, I guess I could say, because majority I'm kind of scatterbrained, but it can be, I'm more on top of things. My emotions aren't the only fact that I follow. Whereas when I'm in stress and I go to type two, that's when my emotions are at all time high, and it's not good. I can become self-isolating and kind of venomous. But it's a lot of like self-hatred, and it's on the inside, and I don't think people care for me. And it's not a good time. But the Enneagram, when you go to the actual Enneagram Institute website, it shows you on each type, there's a level of when you're at your healthiest, when you're at your unhealthiest, and it'll give you descriptions and everything. And so I think for me, this is a very comprehensive tool to use, because not only is it, oh, this is just how you are, it's not just you're extroverted or introverted, or you're gifted in the arts or gifted in the sciences. It's everything encompasses, because we're all such dynamic people, and it is definitely unfair to box everyone, oh well, I'm just this, I'm just that. No, there's so much about people that are so dynamic, and I think this test is a great reflection of that. I really do.
I think you're spot on. It's funny too that I've noticed, just from my exposure and really kind of learning so much from you, and I'm eager for the people at Upgrade You to learn more from you in our program. But I've noticed too that I can start to identify the types of the people that I interact with. And so in managing my team and in managing even the clients that I serve, I can start to recognize some of the traits in them. And so that helps me better relate to them. And in some respects, helps me to recognize when I'm, experiencing thoughts and feelings that are on that unhealthy end of the spectrum. So it brings me back and brings in that that self-awareness component of, okay, wait, these are not quite rational decisions here. And in leadership specifically, I feel like it's so important for us to have awareness of not just ourselves, but awareness of others. And I think the Enneagram just kind of gives us a tool, at least, to be able to do that more effectively.
So today we learned the importance of our mindset and how this is literally the foundation. As empire building women, this is, our mindset is the most important thing that we need to, one of the most important things we need to build. And you also learned that the Enneagram is a great tool. But I also would want to caution and say that having self-awareness and being self-aware is not something that we just naturally are. We're human. We're just doing things that we think is right, that we feel is right in the moment, and just trying to do what is the next right thing to do for us in that moment. But along the way, self-awareness and being and having understanding of how we are in conjunction with other people and our interactions is very important.
And if you want to use the Enneagram as a tool for that, I think that's a great tool. It's definitely been a huge help for me. It's just my own emotional journey and my own mental journey. Oh my gosh, yes. Like, I could go on and on about that. But I think that it's not something that we just are and that we just become. This is a journey, and it's going to be painful. It's going to be hard, because yes, you think you're a great human and you have compassion and you're caring and kind for people. But at the same time, maybe you're just not approachable. Maybe you kind of put tasks over people because your tasks are more important than the people that are serving with you. And being aware of those things are super important. And when you are aware, that doesn't diminish, you know, your goals and your motivations. It just allows you to come to your goals with more of a human-centered way of looking at it, I guess I would say, where yes, you want to get these completed, but you want to make sure that your staff and the people that you've hired to work with you are okay and that they're taken care of. You're not just working them to the bone. But yeah, so with that being said, here's your assignment. I would like for you guys to spend some time and really search yourself and try to see where your gaps are when it comes to your self-awareness. Were you aware of some things that are kind of about you, or were you not aware? Are you just, you know, I'm a boss and you're going to take me how I am? Or are you maybe a little bit more shy and don't really speak up when you know that you should? Let's talk about it. You know, write it down. Maybe have some dialogue with some good friends of yours and really get down to the meat and potatoes of this, as some people say. But yeah, this was great. I love talking with you guys. Class dismissed.
Thanks for listening to the Upgrade You podcast. If you've enjoyed this, please leave us a review. Hungry for more? Check us out online at theupgradeyou.com or at theupgrade.you on all social media platforms.